This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, ticket texts are coming in. We'll get Sully's Cocked and Loaded pick of the day as well. Diehard Sparty and Lion fan want to see the same thing from both. Competent offense. Good play calling. Take care of the ball and just move the chains. Boy, has the bar really been lowered that much? But it's true. Lions and Spartans, it's very similar. Patricia will have at least three quarters of the year, but this is a must win for the fan base. A loss to Arizona would require a winning. This isn't even written in English, which makes me wonder, like, why Roberto put this on here. I mean, what if you can't edit it to speak English, why would you put it in front of me? I'm sitting here trying to edit on the fly. Holy mercy, this is the worst writing I've ever seen.
Read it verbatim. See if we can understand it.
No. Verbatim. Yeah. Forget, Mike, forget. It's beyond help. Who was that U of M PR guy that the guys in the morning interviewed this morning? Just something he hit on every Michigan cliche. I don't know. I did my morning hit. I don't know who they had on.
I don't know who they had on either. I can look.
You said Joel something.
Mike, I was laughed at in my survivor pool. I picked the Lions. I mean, they can't lose this game, right? Oh, boy.
It was Joel Klatt they had on. That's who it was.
Oh, yeah, he's on the Harbaugh payroll. There's no question. He's always been that way. From the day he got hired, he goes, oh, yeah, he's the best football coach in America. Oh, all right, cool. Urban Meyer may have something to say about that, just saying. Let's go to David, 97.1. What's up, David?
What's up, Mike?
How are you?
Not too bad yourself.
I'm good. I'm getting ready, man. I can't wait to see my team score 10 points.
Football's back. What I need to see Sunday from the Lions, and I guess that ticket text said it all, is the offense get off to a fast start. I need to see the offense finish drives and put the ball in the end zone. Looking at the game, the Bears-Packers, that was brutal. I don't want to see the Lions come out with poor offense.
Well, okay. You know what? Ultimately, maybe it's simpler for me. They just need to win the damn game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, offensively, I would like to see them. I would like to just see them show a plan, a system, a modicum of consistency. Like, I'm not being unrealistic. I'm not expecting them to put 30 on the board or, you know, carry on to go for a buck 30. I just show me, be sharper than the Pack and Bears. And give your defense a little wiggle room. Let your defense make a mistake. You know what I mean? Don't need to win a 13-10 game. That's what I would like to see from the Lions.
Definitely. Because obviously the defense has improved. The question marks on the offense. So if they can actually look decent, like a real NFL offense, I think the team will be fine.
Now, I mean, the Michigan State thing is a totally different ball of wax. I'm trying not to go down that road because once I get started, I won't stop. I am attempting not to make long-term determinations until I see them play Arizona State and Northwestern. But yeah, I mean, the offense scored a touchdown last week. One singular touchdown. Defense scored a TD. Defense had a safety. The defense handed the offense the ball five times in Tulsa territory. Not once did they convert it to seven. It was pathetic. The offensive line is the focus of all of that commentary. I can't control who's healthy and not. If we don't have a healthy left tackle, it's going to be real hard to get better. But right tackle, I can't watch Jordan Reed play like that again. So that's where I'm at. I don't know. I'd love to see the Spartans go out and put up 35, 40 points. But they kept tripping over their ding-ding on a play-by-play basis. I watched the game twice. The amount of mistakes up front, innumerable. It's the drop passes, the penalties, and then just whether it's a missed assignment or not handling your assignment. The offensive line was it was like open mic night at the Laugh Factory. It was absurd. No wonder D'Antonio came out Monday and threw his offense under a bus. Well, the next thing you're going to have to do, sir, is fire one of your friends midseason. That's how the big boys do it. When Lincoln Riley's defense got torched by Texas and he lost to Dicker the kicker, he fired his mentor's brother on Sunday. Act like a big boy or get in the big rocking chair. One of two things. It gets better or you butcher somebody. That's it. Let's hope it looks better. I really don't want to go down the ladder path. Last season was very traumatic. We go to Kyle, 97.1. What's up, Kyle?
Yeah, hey, Mike. How are you doing today?
Good.
Hey, so me, it's pretty simple, and I think I've beaten a dead horse here. I need to see a Michigan State offense. I don't think our offensive line is going to be good at all this year. So for me, I need to see guys in space and Lewerke getting the ball quickly, and I need to see our offense score 21 points. I think anything less than 21 points, and it's cause for concern again. And I'll even go ahead and ask you, if we don't win 9 games this year, does D'Antonio need to be fired?
Listen, you know my thoughts on it. I'm going to wait and reserve judgment to see how the season plays out. The first step is, does the offense get better or not? And if it doesn't, it's going to be a matter of when, not if, the offense costs them a game. And that's when I explode. I mean, Kyle, look, you don't get to waste historically good defenses in the name of I'm loyal. I like these people. I don't fire people. You know what? No one wants to hear it. It's a business. So we'll see how it plays out. And it doesn't matter what we say. He's not going anywhere. That school doesn't have the balls to do it. What, you think that puppet AD they have up there is going to do anything? You think Bill Beekman's going to be the guy to draw the line in the sand on D'Antonio? Dress up in his military best and demand, I want the truth. No, Bill Beekman would cower in a corner, and Mark would tell him to kindly get the F out of his office.
Come on, he brought you new pretzels to Spartan Stadium, though, right? He at least did something. Yeah. I was thinking about going to the game tomorrow. I got to go try those.
I hope you choke.
I'll do a review for you.
It's ridiculous. You know what, Mike? It's ridiculous. Yeah, you can get $10 tickets to that game tomorrow.
Yeah, I heard there were 50-yard line tickets pretty cheap.
You can probably stand on the sidelines for $10. They'll take your money any way they can get it up in East Lansing. To watch that crap? That poor defense. Oh, those poor young men who play on that defense. What a disgrace.
I'm going to look up the tickets right now just
what
to see
disgrace.
Where we're at.
What a disgrace. How do you even look the offense in the eye? I mean, well, wait, honestly, the defensive players ought to carry baseball bats. And every time an offensive player makes a mistake, they ought to be able to smash him with it. It's embarrassing how one side of the ball can be so good and the other side can be such a mistake-ridden embarrassment.
And at some point, that's going to cause some tension.
Oh, 100%.
At some point, there's going to be a competitor. One of the guys, it gets tense on the sideline and someone makes a comment of, hey, offense, can you give us a damn touchdown?
Right.
There's going to be something like that.
And the problem,
not saying
too,
it'll blow up into something huge.
The problem, too, is too much of the blame goes on the quarterback. Like last year, Lewerke was hurt. Like, what do you want me to do? Mark's the one who decided to play the kid when he was hurt. That decision lies with you. You could have played other people. I'm not telling you it would have been better, but it would have been a fairer chance. Brian couldn't throw the ball. It was obvious to anybody who watched. You as the head coach let that happen. So, Mike, it's the story of LSU football the last few years. Nice defenses and an offense can't get out of their way. It creates strife. It creates a problem. I hope it gets better. I don't want to go down this road. I don't. But week one did not do anything to calm my fears. I'm not going to panic. But I also think there's a middle ground between panic and la, 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 everything's awesome. I'd like to see some progress.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.